So Baruch Hashem, we're moving along in the sugya of Meitav, and we have another part of the sugya that emerges here in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. After discussing the Machokas Tanoim of Bishmor Rabbi Akiva, Meitav of Nizik, Meitav of the Mazik, and the Machokas of Gabi Hegdish and all of that, Mark continues with the following dialogue. Ramile Abaye L'Rava. Abaye asked Rava Stira between two psukim. Ksiv, it says in one place, Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karmo Yishalem. That's the pasuk by Shein V'Regel. The Torah says that the Tashlumin has to be for Meitav. So we say Meitav in Midech Rinilo. That has to be Dafka Meitav and nothing else. Ay, V'Hasanya, we have a Braisa that Darshin is a different pasuk. Yashiv, L'Rabos, Shavik, Kesef, V'Afilu Subin. This is a pasuk that's written by Bor. It says, Kesef Yashiv Livalav, Balaboy Yishalim, Kesef Yashiv Livalav. And it says, Yashiv, the expert word Yashiv, is Marbe Shave Kesef, that you don't have to just pay, you can pay not just Kesef, you can either pay Kesef, but you can pay Shave Kesef as well, something of value, Metaltalin, that's Shave Kesef, and even Subin, even if it's a very low grade item, Subin, that can also be for the Tashlumin. So, L'chora, the stira is what? That here it says, here it says Meitav, nothing else, and here it says what? So the Kasha seems to be, as Rashi understands it, here in Amud Beis, from this added two words, Vafilu Subin. Vafilu Subin. Rashi says, let's look at Rashi here, Yashiv Kesef Yashiv Levalav, Tahavle Lemichtav Balabor Yishalem Kesef Levalav. The word Yashiv is superfluous. It should say Yishalem Kesef Levalav. Yashiv de Kasach ben Alamali, Ho'ul Kfar Ksiv Yishalem, L'Rabos Kol HaShavos, Kol HaShavos, the Diyuk of Rashi is Kol HaShavos, even what? Even Subin. To Kinira, from the fact that you have the word Kesef, that wouldn't be a stira to the Pasuk of Meitav. Why? Stomach Kesef is also on par with Meitav. We'll see soon later Daftes. Kesef, Meitav are all the top quality. That's not a stira. But moreover, we see in Rashi that the drasha of Shavu Kesef itself is also not a steer. The Torah could say Meitav, and the Torah could also be Marbe Shavu Kesef. And you could always say, well, what kind of Shavu Kesef? The Shavu Kesef that fits within the parameters of Meitav. You can give diamonds, you can give something which is high quality. So you can have the notion of Meitav applying to Shavu Kesef as well. So that also wouldn't be a problem. Where does the problem start? With the fact that it says Yashiv, which is Marbe Afilu Subin, as Rashi explains, the rabbos kol hashavos. No, kol hashavos. As long as you get something there in the value of what the hezek was, that also is good enough. That even Subin, Subin is not Meitav. So here it says Meitav, nothing short of Meitav, and the other pasuk says even Subin. The fact that one pasuk is written by Shein V'Regel and the other pasuk written by Bor, that's not an answer, right? You can't say, well, maybe this is by Shein V'Regel, this is Bor. As we all know, the Derech Shavas Tachas Nesina Yishalim Kesef. That means that anything that goes within that umbrella of those words of Derech Shavas, the Din Meitav applies there as well. So the Din Meitav extends to Bor as well. So here you have two different sukim in the parashas of Nezikin, one holding the standard up as Meitav, and nothing which is not Meitav, and the other pasuk which says even Subin. That's the stira that Abaye asked Rava. So the Gemara answers, Rava answers, lo kasha. Kan midaito, kan bal korcho. It depends how the payment is made. Kan midaito, kan bal korcho, says Rashi. Midaito. Im mishayim le mazik nisko midaito. If the mazik is paying of his own accord, delo atreche litzok ala bebezdin, he's not matriach the nizik, to go take him to court, to take him to Beis Din. So then Shakil Subin. Then there's no Din HaMeitav. Then the Nizik takes Subin for the payment. Avom Eina Rotsa Mazik Yishalem Nisko LeNizik Ela BeBeis Din. He doesn't pay of his own accord. He only wants to pay. We'll go to court. We'll settle it there. We'll settle in Beis Din. So it happens. It gets to the point that it has to go to Beis Din. You have that extra tircha. He's matriach the Nizik. He doesn't just settle with the Nizik at a Beis Din to pay, but he has to go through the formal process of Beis Din. That's called Dino Bal Karcho. Then in the Mishalem, here the Gersa says Ela Kesef. The Rashash is suggesting the Gersa should say Mishalem Ela Meitav. L'chora, even the girsa that we have would be, as we noted before, l'chora, the same basic idea. In other words, kesef is really on the same par as meitav. That's why we never had a stira initially between the psukim. The word kesef itself wasn't a stira to meitav. It was the fact that it was yashav shav kesef afilu subin, that was the stira. So the pshat would be the same, I think. Emishamel kesef, meaning that equivalent, meitav, where it's equivalent. So umaisa, what is the Gemara answering according to Rashi? That the din of meitav was said only in one case and not in another case. Only in the case of Bal Karcho, only in the case where it had to get to Beis Din, only in the case of Atrach Le Beis Din. But if it's not being paid in Beis Din, then the Teshkumen can be not Meitav. It's interesting. A new Chiddush in the Din of Meitav, according to this suggestion, it doesn't remain in the Gemara Maskana, but we're saying at this point that the Din of Meitav is not a halacha all the time. It's only a halacha in situation of when it has to come to Beis Din. What perhaps could be explained already at this juncture in terms of understanding what meitav is, even though it's not a maskana here, this particular answer, but the fact that there's such a suggestion, I think would itself give pause to understand what is meitav. Is meitav the definition of the chiyuv? I have a chiyuv to pay meitav. If that were the pshat, how could you distinguish? How could you say only if it's atrech el beidina? I mean, umaisa, I owe you meitav. That's the nature, that's the definition. I owe you the mount of hezek as meitav. That's what I owe you. Kinnira, that's not the pshat. Meitav is not the pshat that it's defining the chiyuv. The chiyuv is, I owe you X amount of money. And from that perspective, even subin would count as well. It's value, it's shava kesef, and we include shava kesef as good enough. However, when it comes to collection, there's a halacha in terms of the process of gviya. When the collection is made to extract payment, so there's a seder of gviya. There's a way, a protocol, how to go about that process of collecting payment. So when it comes to that, there's a detail. In Beis Din, if it comes to, rises to the level that it has to go to Beis Din, then what kicks in is this detail, this halachic requirement that you have to pay meitav. So it's not that meitav is part of the definition of the chiyuv, because then there's no room to distinguish l'chora between midaito or bal karcho, whether you're going to Beis or not going to Beis, and you owe meitav. Teretz says you don't owe meitav, you owe money. You have to mashlim the chisaron. So however you do that, kesef, shava kesef is all good enough. But when we say that you have to do it with meitav, it means that the gevia, the seder gevia, the protocol for collection, sometimes requires meitav. When is it required? When it comes to Beis Din, in the context of a collection from Beis Din, then Beis Din will say, pay meitav. That would be according to this reading of the Gemara, as we're now reading in Rashi. The Gemara wants to bring a raya, possibly, to this suggestion, that the pshat of the pasuk of when it says Yishalem, by Meitav Yishalem, it means in the case of Bal Karcho, Amar Ula Breid Rav Eloi Deikonami. Let's say that this pasuk is actually supporting this distinction that Rava gave Abaye. The Chsiv Yishalem Bal Karcho. The word is Yishalem. It says Meitav Kamet, Meitav Sadimit, have Yishalem. So the suggestion of Ula is Yishalem means in the case where it's Bal Karcho, meaning in the case of Beis Din. On this, Abaye asks, Amale Abaye, Niksiv Yeshulam? Does it say, because Abaye was the one who asked the kasha originally to Rava, so apparently Rava's answer, which Ula wanted to bring a riot to, Abaye didn't buy this answer, and because of this, the question comes back after all. Niksiv Yeshulam? Yeshalim Siv Midaito Mashmas. Abaye says, Yehodiuk is wrong. The word Yeshalim in no way connotes Bal Karcho. Were it to say Yeshulam, then I understand. Yeshulam means against his will. He's paying Bal Karcho and Beis Din. But by Yishalem, to the contrary, Yishalem can certainly imply Midaito. Rashi says, Deka Nami Digabi Meitav Ksiv Yishalem, the Mashma Yishalem Bal Karcho, that was Ula's suggestion. And Abaye says, no, Yeshulam Mashma Ayidei Acherim, the Beis Din Yordu Nechasav, the Masik, that's Yeshulam, it shall be paid from him. He surrenders the payment. Avo Yishalem sounds like he's doing the action. He's calling the shots. He's paying. So then Yishalem Mashbenami Midaito. I should say exclusively, but it's not. But it certainly allows for the meaning of Midaito. So what you have in Abaye's question is really, not just rebutting the diuk of Ula, but the entire answer is wrong. In other words, since Yishalim includes a case of Midaito, then your answer is lost, right? If Yishalim means Midaito as well, and it says Metav, then we're back to the question, which is why the Gemara continues. Abaye himself, who raised the question, has to now emerge with a different suggestion as the whole Hemshach HaGemara, with a whole Maisa with Rabba and Yukra Dil Kameh and so on. That's the next part of the sugya. But again, just to understand the players here, Abaye raised the question to Rava. Rava gave an answer. Ula thought Rava's answer was correct in terms of the Lashon HaPasuk. Abaye knocks it down, and therefore Abaye says you have to try a different answer to the kasha. In terms of what was Ula thinking and what was Abaye asking in terms of the grammar here, so the Rush tries to say something here as far as why Ula thought originally, why the Gemara thought that Yishalim is Bal Karcho, why would you say that? So he points to a few other psukim. You have, for example, you have the example by Kefel. The din is Kefel is a knas, the din is Modi b'knas Pater. So when you pay knas, it has to be obviously Alpi Edim, Alpi Beis Din, without your Hodah. And Kefel, it says Shnai Yishalim. So that's example of Yishalim being Bal Karcho. So Ula looked at that, as you see, Yishalim is Bal Karcho. On the other hand, you have the Lashon by Bor. It says Kesef Yashiv Leva'alav. That's the case that we want to be Mar Besubin. That's the case of Midaito. And that says Yashiv. So what does the Rush say? Well, Yashiv actually is a word that's similar to the Heshavis HaGzela Shagazal, the parasha at the end of a Yikra by Hashem Gezelos. You have all kinds of situations of a person withholding money from somebody else, such as Gezel. And it talks about the fact that if a person denies that he owes the money, and then he swears falsely that he doesn't owe the money, whatever form of money that he's withholding, and then he's moda after he swears falsely that in fact he does owe the money, what does the Torah impose on that person? A chiyuv of what? Of Karen, plus Chomesh, plus Asham. It's one of these six Hashamos, called Asham Gezelos. It's all at the end of Pashas Vayikra, very end. So there the Lashon HaPasuk, Veheshev is HaGzela Shagazal. And there, for sure, the Veheshev is Dafka when he's mowed on his own. If Edom would testify that he has the money, he would have to pay back the Karen, but nothing more, not a Chomesh, not an Asham. So that was what the Rush said, is what Ula was originally thinking, that the Yishalim Dafka means Bal Karcho, like you find by Kefel, and the other Pasuk, Yashiv, is Midaito. But then he wonders, but the same Pasuk of Yashiv, by Bor, look at the earlier part of the Pasuk, strange. Baal HaBor Yishalim, Kesef Yashiv Levalef. How can you tell me that this Pasuk is talking of Midaito because of the Yashiv, which means that, as he's saying, it's that you did not have Beis Din, you did not have Edim, you're paying on your own, but the very word before is Yishalim. So the very same place that says Yashiv that you want to say is Midaito, and the Gemara doesn't talk about the Yashiv Midaito, but he's building the Gemara up. This is Yishalim, that's Bal Karcho, and this is a Yashiv case. Yeah, but the Yashiv case also says Yishalim, so he wants to break the Pasuk into two. He says you have to learn it as follows. You have to learn it. This is the second piece that he brings from the Rush. Baal HaBor Yishalim, pause. Yishalim is a case of what? A Bal Karcho. So that would mean he'll pay what? He'll pay Meta. And then there's another case. Kesef Yashiv Levalov. That's the case of Yashiv. It's without Midaito. That's when you have the Subin. All right. Lemaisa, that is all within Ula. But then, after all this, a second out, what does Abaye say? Not true. Not true. Yishalim can certainly suggest, not exclusively, but also the case about Amidaito. And he says, because Lemaisa, what? We find by Kefel, Beis Din can mechayev you, but then you're paying Midaito. Beis Din can say, pay. And you pay. It's also called Midaito in that case. And then he points out, and even the other half, that Chigmar didn't speak out, that the Yashiv parallels the Yashiv Zagzela. There it also says Elishan Tashlumin. So basically this entire breakdown in two categories falls apart. That's how he adds a little bit more to the Gemara than we have in front of us. Okay, so back basically to the same question, which is not resolved. Alec, yeah.
The Rush seems like he's maybe more like a precedent case. Like, you see in his other... Also, it says Shalom, it means something else. But the Gemara, it seems like it's talking about a more grammatical entry.
Right, in the Konami. That's why I say the Rush adds a lot to the Gemara. That read the Gemara here with the Rashi, you wouldn't go there. I mean, number one, what you're saying in terms of being a parallel to Kefel, but even on the other end, Yashiv is more mashma. It's more mashma that it's midaito.
How do you understand?
That's not in the Gemara. The Gemara only talks about the Yishalim being Balkarcho according to Ula. The Gemara doesn't say, and the other pasuk is the other way. Yeah, he adds a lot, and then he has to explain Abaye on top of it. So I don't know if we gained anything. I mean, Tosus harps on the Yishalim midaito issue. Tosus doesn't bring anything else in. Yeah, what are you going to say, Shmuel?
When Rashi quotes the Balkarcho of Ula and the Balkarcho of Abaye, are those the same? Like one Balkarcho is he's willing to pay, just wants to go through Basin. The other is the second time he brings it up. Is that same thing when Basin Yardin and the Chas of Damazik?
Okay, we'll get in a second in the Rach. I think you're onto something. I mean, Rashi starts by you're saying it's a little bit of a steer in the Mashmos of Rashi. Let me bring out what you're saying. Rashi starts by Atvachei Beidina, that the issue of Mekorcho is that it had to get to Beis Din. It didn't just pay it out of Beis Din. But then the later part of Rashi is Mashma, that's Yordan L'Nechassav. That's like a stronger level. It's not just that it came to Beis Din. If it came to Beis Din, and as soon as Beis Din, I want to hear the authority tell me I pay, that I'm chayiv. Good, so Beis Din said, you have to pay. Okay, soon to hate. I just needed them to tell me. I mean, but Yordan L'Nechassav sounds like it's like, you know, Mamish Balkarch, like the word Balkarch in the Gemara. It could be said. So in the Rach, for sure, it's going to mean that. But we'll get to that in a second. Pashtus. But in Rashi, you're saying it's almost like a mashmos in different directions in Rashi.
And maybe that's a biased answer. You're not understanding what Balkarcho means, and therefore Yishalim can't mean what really Balkarcho is.
What do you mean? In other words, since Yishalim, since you find Yeshuam would be Balkarcho Mamish, then you're doing a chasav. He's crying and screaming, don't take my, don't, I don't want to pay. Whereas Yishalim could be a chiyuv, but not necessarily a Balkarcho. No, that's a chiyuv. That's what we get into Tosis, that issue. Okay, we'll see soon about that. Yes,
I don't think according to Rashi that could be a case of Balkarcho, where he brings in the Beis Din, because Rashi specifically says Litzok Allah's the Beis Din.
He's not cooperating out of Beis Din. It has to get, the push at the beginning of Rashi sounds like it has to get to Beis Din.
But the Litzok Alav Beis Din is arguing in Beis Din.
No. Litzok Alav just means that he goes to Beis Din and they have to summon him, as opposed to him paying without being summoned. That's just, Litzok Alav just means that they come with a claim to open a file,
case, right?
To open a case.
The authorities tell him.
Litzok Alav sounds like that he has a taina and he has to come to Beis Din. He comes, the Tovea comes to Beis Din because he wants the Nitfa to come and you have to discuss the situation. Right, it sounds like he's not cooperating. Maybe in Beis Din, also not, right? Because there's a Din Torah opened up, so there's two sides to the Din Torah. I mean, obviously he's not automatically open to paying. They come to Beis Din, they each make their case.
Meaning the case that Rebbe was saying would fall into Midaite, no? Even if you go to Beis Din and you...
Well, again, if you focus on the second part of Rashi, which is government chasa of the Lashon that he quoted, right? The end of the Rashi was what? Yardin l'nechassav, Yeshulam. You see, the Yeshulam is the Yeshulam of Abaye, the same Yeshayim of Ula. That's what you want to know. In Rashi's Yeshayim of Ula, it sounded like just that it got to Beis Din. They didn't pay out of Beis Din. When Abaye jumps and says, Miksiv Yeshulam, when Rashi explains that Yeshulam case, it sounds like even stronger. Beis Din Yardin l'nechassav. See, you're onto something. I hear. It's a good deal. Eitan, yeah.
The Rashi earlier and also on the Mishnah explained that the drasha of Meitav was if the guy wants to pay Karka, then he pays Meitav. So isn't this brisa maybe talking about Metaplin, not flying?
What are you asking? You think on the whole steer of the Gemara itself?
Yeah. Like so, Rashi set up the whole case of paying Meitav, Karma, or Shalim, and today there's only
So I'll tell you something interesting. We're way, 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 way ahead of ourselves, okay? But you won't forget you asked this question, okay? When it comes to Daf Tes, Mitzvah Hashem, at some point, before Pesach, okay, whatever, maybe after Pesach, I can't tell you when, but we'll get there. There's a lot of sugyas to go through. But comes Daf Tes, and Rav Huna steps in to address the stira that Abaya asked Rav. There's a lot of sugyas in between. For some reason, they go off in other ways. all about Meitav, but what got us started here is this question. According to one pshat, Nigmar Rashi, Rav Huna is coming back to answer this question. We have to look carefully at what the answer was, but Rav Huna's words were, on Daftes, Rav Huna Amar O Kesef O Meitav. Okay, so there's a lot of pshatim in that Rav Huna. Is it a new Indian? Is it coming back? Rashi says coming back to answer Astira. And then, this may be, what you're saying may be very relevant. In other words, maybe what Rav Huna is saying is that there's only a din Meitav when you pay Karka. So therefore, there's no stira. You know, within Karka, that's when the Meitav has what to say. When you pay, when you're not paying Karka, then don't bring him any kashas. There's a very simple answer to the kasha. You machavin, possibly, according to maybe Rashi's pshat, to Rav Huna's answer to the kasha. It's gevaldik, right? That could be. But that's not the only pshat in Rav Huna, and not the only pshat in Rashi. But it could be pshat in Rashi and Daf Tes, what you just said, okay? So we'll have to remember that, okay? But Lamaisa, if not for that, we have a real stira, and that's what everyone else is in Gemara obviously dealing with. We submit to stira, so we have to figure out an answer, and we have a lot to say about this before Rav Huna weighs in on it. Yeah. The Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbi will say. Let's say Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is a number of diyukim that you can notice in Rabbeinu Chananel on this very piece of Gemara, this short piece of Gemara. From the very beginning, the first thing he says, Ramele Abaye L'Rava, says Rabbeinu Chananel, L'Rabbi Akiva Dekatani Meitav Sadeu Shel Mazik, Ay V'Hasanya Kesev Yashiv V'Olav, Rabos, Javakas, and so on. So we'll see more. There's more to Yukim. But the first thing immediately that we should be struck by, that this stira that Abaye asked Rabba from the two psukim, from the din of Meitav, in the pasuk by Chamber Regel, and the din of Rabos, Javakas, Phil Subin, in the case of Bor, this stira is prefaced by the fact that we hold or Rabbi Akiva. In other words, it's a direct shaykhis to the previous sugya. Rabbi Akiva said, Meitav means Meitav de Mazik. Wait a second. How could we say, how could we deal with the Stiras HaPasuk? No, I don't understand. If you hold Rabbi Shmuel, Meitav is Meitav de Nizik. Say it. It's not a Stira. Here it says Meitav, Meitav de Nizik. And here it says, Kesef Yashiv, Fil Shav Kesef, Fil Subin. Like, what's the, why is it a more Kashan Rabbi Akiva than Rabbi Shmuel? I mean, Meitav could be either Meitav, Nizik de Mazik. But Lamaisa, the pasuk also says that you can give Shavu Kesef and you can even give Subin. So why would the Rach have to be magdim here to the Kasha of Abaye that we hold of Rabbi Akiva? Why is it more Rabbi Akiva than Rabbi Shmuel? Very strange. What could we say here? Could Rabbi Shmuel, you wouldn't have a stira to pasuk, Yaakov? So simple answer, you say like this, yeah. This halacha of Shavu Kesef and maybe even Subin would be Hachab Mayaskinan, right? When that is equal to the mate, to the Edis of the Nizik. So that would be no contradiction. And the Chiddush is, you can even give Shavu Kesef, even Subin, but obviously it's not a contradiction. It has to be that as long as the mate of the Nizik is not more than that. You have to give mate of the Nizik. But as long as, just like we said, Ziburis de Mazik is valid if it's equal to Edis de Nizik. So now with Machadesh in this pasuk, you can even give Shavu Kesef and even Subin. Again, provided that it doesn't contradict the standard of Meitav the Nizik. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, if the halacha of Meitav says Meitav de Mazik, and it says another pasuk Subin, so there must be a chidush here, Pashtus, in saying Afil Subin, even if you have more, you know, before you have a Subin, it means even if you have what's more than Subin, but you can give your Subin. So that's a stira, because here it says you have to give your Meitav, he's going to give Subin. Pashtus, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a stira, because the Ribui of Hilus Subin would seem to be saying, a chidush, that even though you can give better, you can give this, you can give substandard, you can give Subin, you can give Shavu Kesef. But if it's Rabbi Shmuel, maybe the point is that that's all that's equal to Rabbi Shmuel's Meitav. That could be. Michal, what are you going to say?
I was going to say, maybe we could say Rav Shah and Rashi that Rabbi Shmuel is not coming to Chumar. He didn't explain Meitav as a Chumar big thing. Really, it's sort of a cap.
And then
so
what?
If we use that pshat, then...
Then it's really... Then it is a stira.
Meitav is coming to Chumar, so then it only is Meitav a Chumar big thing within Rabbi Akiva. So that's why this is only a kasha within Rabbi Akiva.
If it's a cap, so then what? So
we said the pasuk when he says Meitav Shal Nizik is not a Chumar...
It's a kula.
So
right?
Then, What kind of kasha is it that, oh, the Yisudim has that kasha on Rebbe Shmuel?
Oh, if anything, it would be a kasha on everybody. Let's say the cap that you have is what it is, and the mazik has something equal to that cap, but he has something less, which is subin. So why wouldn't that be a kasha? No, to the contrary, if it's only a cap, then really you basically the din of subin is telling me even if he has more. Okay, there's another din that he can't give more than, he doesn't have to give more than just the nizik. But meanwhile, if he has more than subin, how can he give subin? He has to give meta. You make me worse, because if there's a din of meta of the mazik to start with, but there's also another halacha lohakel that you don't have to give more than meta of the nizik. But really, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that the ikaron, fundamentally, the chiyuv is meta of the mazik. But comes the Torah with a cap. Not more than that. That's what the jammed up meta of the nizik means. Not a new chiyuv. Okay, but lemaisa, the Torah said subin. And presumably that means even if you have better, you can give subin. And the Torah never, and there's no other halacha mitzvah of the nizik, it's just, there's a mitzvah of the mazik with a cap. So why wouldn't it be a stira of Shmuel as well? Maybe as follows, though, let me take what you're saying in a different direction. I mean, why did we say that, we use that vort that you quoted now from Rashi to answer the Kedegas Kasha. At the end of Shir, was it yesterday? At the end of Shir, we mentioned the Kedegas Kasha, that when the Gemara tries to figure out what do you need a hanikra for Rabbi Yishmael? What do you need the pasuk? Where is the pasuk relevant that there's a din of meitav of the one who's paying? Rabbi Yishmael dashins the gzeres shava that tells me meitav the nizik, but then there's also the dika pasuk that says meitav the mazik. Gemara says in the case where the ziburis of the mazik is less than the edus of the nizik, then he has to give something more, even higher than meitav the nizik. The Kivegra asked the question. I have another solution, another suggestion. Maybe you need the pasuk of Meitav, the Mazik, in a case where the Nizik has nothing. He has no karka. So you can't have Meitav, the Nizik. So then you'd give Meitav, the Mazik. So why not say like that? So remember that kash, everybody? Yes? Mm-hmm. So we said at the end of Shir, according to this new vort that we saw in Rashi, coming out of Kavachal Mula Hegdish and other diyukim that we had in Rashi, that the din of Rabbi Shmuel is not a pshat in the pasuk of Meitav, meaning Meitav the Nizik. What Rabbi Shmuel is really saying is, the din of Meitav is Meitav the Mazik, and basically that's what turns Mechayev, but you never have to give more than Meitav the Nizik. It's Lahakel, Kol Kula Lahakel. If that were pshat Rabbi Shmuel, so then this kasha is answered. What was the Bikivega's kasha? Let's say you need the pasuk to be teaching us the din of Meitav the Hech the Kamishalem in a case where you can't do Meitav the Nizik because he has no karka. And that's where you need the special pasuk of Meitav Sadeh of the one who's paying. But the way Rashi understands Rabbi Shmuel, we start off with that. The only thing that Meitav the Nizik came to do is to put a cap that this din of Meitav the Mazik never has to exceed it doesn't have to exceed Meitav the Nizik. When does that make sense to have a cap to impose such a cap when there is a cap to speak of when in Meitav there is a Meitav the Nizik? But if the karka doesn't exist for the Nizik, then obviously by default, what does Meitav always mean? Meitav the Mazik. You wouldn't need a hanikra for that. You wouldn't need the pasuk to explain, wow, where is the pasuk coming in to tell me, to fill me in, Meitav the Mazik, in a case where there's no karka to the nizik. That's only if you could talk about the definition of Meitav to Meitav the Nizik, and then you have to fulfill the other pasuk of Meitav the Mazik. But if the entire thrust of Rabbi Shmuel's drasha is only that the Meitav the Mazik doesn't have to exceed Meitav the Nizik. That's only if you're talking about a case where there is some Meitav the Nizik to speak of. If there's no Meitav the Nizik, obviously you pay Meitav the Mazik. So it was a simple answer, Kvegas Kash. All this is true according to Rashi. But according to Tosus, not the case. According to Tosus, Rabbi Shmuel has also a Chumrah to it. It can be even cases that will be a Chumrah. Rabbi Shmuel has a Pshat of Meitav the Nizik. So what do we do to Rabbi Kvegas Kash? So at one time, when we first mentioned it, we talked about the Chakira of what the Pshat is, a Hanikra means. If it's still within the world of Meitav the Nizik, it's a new din of Meitav the Mazik. We had one way that we thought about then. But let me suggest another suggestion, and then we'll be able to use this to answer for the Rach now. Again, here the Kasha of a Kiveger, now leaving Rashi on the side. Maybe the answer is as follows, that ahanikra means that when there is the potential, it's a claim that the nizik has, a mate of the nizik, but he can't access it because you don't have what you have there is not equal to mate of the nizik. It's less. So then, what kicks in instead is a claim of mate of the mazik. So to the extent that there is what to claim for the nizik on the basis of mate of the nizik, that's the din the Torah gave you through the gzeirah shava. So then the mazik will be able to, the nizik will be able to claim mate of the mazik. But suppose the nizik has nothing, not even a theoretical claim, because there's no karka. So then everything falls away. Then there's no, you can't put mate of the mazik in place of nothing. If the nizik has nechasim, it's just that the mazik ziburis doesn't match up with it. So then, I have a taina. You owe me mate of the nizik. But your ziburis is not good enough. So then you could say, aha nikra, that the nizik gets a claim on the edus the mazik, which is more than his edus. But if the nizik has no claim, because he has no meitav at all, he has no echasim. So then the answer to the Gevedas Kasha will be, you can't tell me a hanikra to create a din meitav demazik out of nothing. Meitav demazik can only come when there is already a tviya of meitav demazik, because there is meitav to speak of, it's just that your karka, the buris, doesn't add up to it. It's another way to answer the Gevedas Kasha here. There has to be in existence a meitav demazik in existence to be able to make a claim, and then you can upgrade it and come against the mazik, mit and the mazik. A simple answer to Virgus Kasha, new answer. If that's correct, then maybe we can explain the Rach here too. Why does the Rach say that the stira sapsukim is only a stira within Rabbi Akiva? Since we do Rabbi Akiva, now I have a problem. It says Meitav, and it says Kesef Yashiv Levalov. So why is it only Bekiva? According to Rabbi Yishmael, we also have a stira. No, we don't. Why? Because we could say that we can imakai in both psukim. The din of meitav de nizik is when he has nechasim. When he has karka, he has meitav. So then there's a din of meitav de nizik. Let's say he doesn't have it. It's a very good situation. He has no karka. So then all bets are off. Then there's no din. Then there's nothing left. So there's no din of meitav din. So the Torah says, you can even give subit. You can even give shavah kesef. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that's not true. According to Rabbi Akiva, what are you going to say? Rabbi Akiva is a halacha to give meitav, the meitav demazik. And then, again, if the Torah says you give subit, that's a steer. Maybe. Again, I mean, on the Kibbeger's kasha, I think it's better. Maybe for the Rach, maybe that could be another suggestion why he has Rabbi Akiva here. Ari, yeah.
According to this, we're saying that we didn't need a hanikra to teach us, like the way we're using to answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's kash is that we didn't need a hanikra to teach us that because you didn't have there's no mate of Teniza at all, so then you can't up that to mate of the claim of Ibn Mate of the Mazda.
No, we don't need a hanikra. It won't help you. It won't work. In Rashi, I said you don't need a hanikra. Because the whole Rishma was only a cap, So then if you don't have a cap, because there's nothing to talk about, then the default is Meitav Demazik without a Hanikra. That was with Rashi. Okay. With Tosa, I said, if you have this claim, then you can upgrade it.
So this would be teaching us that you said that we'd use to answer again.
Yeah, just use that. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, but I have more Diyukim in the Rach. Okay, this is, I don't know. Otherwise, it's Shver. I don't know why it brings Rabbi Akiva in. But there's more important things in the Rach in terms of the substance of the Gemara itself. What is the Stira of the Psukim? According to Rashi, we medayik here, and Rashi on the days is even more explicit. The stira comes from the fact that it says meitav in one place, and the other place it says yashiv, and we use yashiv to say afilu subin, kol hashavos, even subin. Subin doesn't square with meitav. So how can you have mekayim both psukim? Look at the Rach, Rabbeinu Chananu, how he understands the stira. He doesn't say anything about afilu subin. What does the Rach say? The Tani Meitav Sadeh Shel Mazik Vasanya Kesef Yosef Levalov Gerabos Shavah Kesef. Notice, what does he not say? Doesn't say this. And he explains here, what's the stira? And here you see already the sod, why the stira is already now at this point. Perush, Yashiv, Koma Shemeshalim HaMazik Shavahi, it's all equal, the Bididei Tola Rachmana, Dechsev Yashiv. I want you to bedike well here. I mean, it's clear from the Rach what the Kasha was and why the Kasha doesn't need Subin to be brought in. For Rashi, what was the Kasha? Netav is incompatible with Subin. Subin is a Netav. And if you're Marbet, Kol HaShavos. Kol HaShavos means even grade D, even Subin. That cannot be Netav. That's the Stira. According to the Rach, the Stira is not about Subin. The Stira is, here it says Netav, and here it says Yashiv, Shavah Kesef. So why is that a stira with Meitav? Didn't I say, according to Rashi, it wasn't a stira. Why? You can give good, solid Shavah Kesef that's considered Meitav. The answer is, that wasn't a stira, according to the Rashi. What's the stira? Meitav is an objective standard. You have to give, you don't call the shots. Meitav! Basin says, you got to give Meitav. Or, that's the halacha, you give Meitav. But here we have Yashiv, means who's calling the shots, who's making determinations, who's deciding what to pay. The Mazik, who's paying. And that's what Dashna, Fiyu Shavah Kesef, knows. He decides, I can give you what I want. That's the Stira. You see Rabbi Yossi, in the lesson of the Rach, it's clear why there's a Stira immediately. It says, Netav, and it says, Yashiv, and the Diyuk is, Yashiv, Kol Masha Mishalim HaMazik Shavahi to be Didei Tola Rachmana, Dechsev Yashiv. It's about him. Meitav says, it's not about you. You have to pay what we tell you. Meitav, this is the standard. Yashiv, l'rabos shavah kesef, means it's my standard. I decide what I want to pay. That's the stira according to Rabbeinu Chanan. Different gemara, different kasha. What's the answer? It's also a different twist in the teretz. Uparik, kam midaito, kam bal karcho. So what does he say, Uparik? Imba mazik l'shalem me'atzmo. If the mazik is paying on his own, kol mashiyirtzim mishalim, he can pay what he wants. However, imdochem mishalim, he's postponing it, he's procrastinating. Ubeizd in govin, here of Shmuel Yerdiuk, in the later part of the Rashi, is explicit in the Rach from the beginning. The nekudi here is what? Not atrech el beidin. Nothing about, oh, it caused him the extra, the harassment and the nuisance of going to beizd. Nothing about that at all in the Rach. What's the nekudi here? Ubeizdin govin umotzian mimenu. In other words, if Beizdin is extracting payment, that's the Bal Karcho, then ain't govin el meitav. So according to Rabbi Chanan, it's a different Gemara. The Gemara's kasha was, is it objective, meitav, you have to give that, or is it up to me to decide what I'm paying to be mashkim your loss? The answer is, If I'm paying midaito, it's not being extracted against my will, then I'm calling the shots. That's the yashiv. If Beizdin is govah bal karchi, then Beizdin says, we're taking meitav. And here too I would add, and why should there be such a chiluk? If I owe meitav, so if it's Beizdin doing it or I'm paying it, I owe meitav. I think we should add the same nekuda we had with Rashi. That point, I think, is the same. L'chara, it shows you that netav is not defined as the nature of the chiyuv. The chiyuv is, I owe you value. Netav is a halacha within the process of guvaina, of payment, and the seder guvaina. Says the Gemara, at this point, that when it's based on extracting payment, bal karchi, that's when the halacha is, they take the best from you. If I'm paying on my own, then I can decide how I'm paying. But it's not about atrech el beidina, as Rashi would have it. Masha, let's say based on with Paskin, you owe money, say tainlo, be a good boy and pay. So if you go with Rashi, at least the initial mashmos of Rashi, it already went to Beisdin, right? Already went to Beisdin. So now what would Beisdin have to pay now at this point? Meta. Because atrech el beidina. There's a seder guvaina. Once it comes to Beisdin, it's meta. You pay out of Beis Din, you can pay how you want. You go to Beis Din, it goes Meitav. Beis Din said you pay, okay, but you have to pay Meitav. According to the Rach, when is Meitav? When it's Motzien Mimenu, Beis Din Govin Motzien. If Beis Din just says, okay, you owe, okay, you have a day to pay, say Tengo, So he doesn't have to give meitav. It's still up to him. It's only when Bezin Govin Motsiyan Mimenu, that would be the Rabbeinu Chananu. Okay, so it's interesting. These are the various diyukim in the Rach. What is Tosus bringing over here? Yashiv l'rabos shavei kesef v'rekambe de kiddushin darshina nan mihachi gavi evet ivri v'yesh shum tzvichusa. Or yesh sham tzvichusa. What is Tosus trying to get at? It's really a whole sugya, just to at least highlight what Tosus is referring to. It's a Tosus on Beis HaMidalof in Kiddushin that discusses this question. The Gemara quotes, as the Tosus says, here it's Daf Ches, Daf Tezayin. There's a drasha of Shavei Kesef in a couple of places. One drasha is Nezikin, that's the drasha Yashiv of Shavei Kesef by Bor. And then you have this drasha by Eved Ivri, Mikesef Miknaso. Lefian Yashiv, it says Yashiv. Yashiv Geulaso Mikesef Miknaso. The case of Eved Ivri Pashas Bahar, who's Nimkar Le'akum, and there's ways that an Eved can go free from his status, whether it's by an Akum, whether it's even by Yisrael. One of the methods called Giraon Kesef. You figure out how long he's been there and how much he would still be there till the time that he'd be leaving. It's say by Yovel or Sheish, as the case may be. And you deduct, you give the Adon whatever is left in the amount of years you haven't yet served. He can be owed, say, the Giron Kesef. Let's say he doesn't give Kesef, let's say he gives Shavu Kesef. And what's true about the Giron Kesef in terms of being Kones Atzmo is also learned out to the case where you acquire the Eved Ivri. So the Kinyan of the Eved Ivri, both to acquire the Eved Ivri as an Eved Ivri, or for the Eved Ivri to be Kones Atzmo. So we have this halacha that it can be Kesef, but it can also be Shavei Kesef. What's the makor? By the case of Eved Ivri, Hanimka La'akum, where the Torah uses the next word, Yashiv. The PN, Yashiv, according to the years left, Yashiv Ge'ulasa Mikesef Miknasa. So we have the case of Eved Ivri, Shavei Kesef Kekesef. And we have the Ribui Banezikin of Kesef Yashiv Leva'alav, that you can have Shavei Kesef. Now we have a lot of other areas of Halacha where Shavei Kesef works. And where does it come up in Kedushin that base? Because it says that you can give Isha for Kedushe Kesef, you can give Pruta, and you can also give Shavei Pruta. Commonly what we give is a Tabas. What's that? That's Kedushin with a Shavei Pruta. So you have Shavei Pruta, Shavei Kesef Kekesef, and you have other areas of Pinyan Ben and other things where you can have Shavei Kesef as well. And this is the Tosus on Beis HaMidalof. So in the middle of this Tosus begins by saying, how do we know Shavei Kesef Kekesef by Kedusha Isha, for example? Tosus says, we could learn that from Eved Ivri. Because we have the Rebbe Eved Ivri. Tosus says, wait a second, we have Eved Ivri and we have Nezikin. If you have two different places and you don't need both, we call that Shnik Suvim. By Torah saying the same thing twice in two different areas, and it could have been learned Mamad Sinu, it's a way of saying that these two are the exception and it's nowhere else. So then we should say nowhere else does Shavei Kesef work. So Tosus therefore has to address, this is what Tosus, this little Tosus of yours is pointing to. Why do I need a Reb with Shavei Kesef and Kekesef both by Nezikin as well as by Eved Ivri? So Tosus has a number of Trichuses which require its own Iyun carefully to understand what Tosus says, but I'll just speak it out what to think about, because he mentions Meitav as part of the discussion. Tosus says as follows, Tarvayu Tzvichi, this is what he says, a meaning from the Tosus in the middle of Beis HaMidalof. But Tosus means, Yesham Tzvichusa means what I discussed up myself over there, Beis HaMidalof, not in the Gemara. Yesham Tzvichusa, or Shum Tzvichusa means we have to figure out what it is. Tosus says, Yeshlom Tarvayu Tzvichi, the Ikas of Eved Greda, so we'll just say Eved Ivri, that Shavei Kesef works. I couldn't learn Nezikin from that, because you see that by Nezikin there's a Kepeda Meitav. So the same way you see that there's a Din of Meitav by Nezikin, so maybe Kesef alone and not Shavei Kesef. Now Shavei Kesef is a weaker form of Kesef. It's weak. It also works. But you see there's a standard called Meitav. Ooh, Meitav is a certain type of payment. So maybe only Kesef, not Shavei Kesef. It's interesting. If Meitav is just a Din in the Guvaina, it's hard to hear the Svaras so well. We're carrying Hakira and we're trying to push in one direction. I'm just giving you a little bit what to think about. For Tosus to say such a Svara, if the Torah has a Schumra of Meitav, so maybe only Kesef. Why would you make a connection? Tosus says it. If there's a Din of Meitav by Nezikin, maybe only Kesef, not Shavei Kesef as well. Maybe it's also part of the Guvaina, okay? So maybe that's the point of one direction. Therefore, you need the Pasuk by Nezikin. the Gabi Evid Ivri Yitzrich Namikra. Why? Because you couldn't learn from the Zikin, because I would think Evid Domed in the Zikin. Let's say Mikni Bekarka. Let's say you're Kona Evid with Karka. Maybe you need Meitav. Even more interesting. This is really a pella. If you can see the Din of Meitav and the Zikin, that's the Din of Guvayna, no? You would think that the Kinyan of Evid Ivri has to be, when it's Bekarka, has to be Meitav. The other one is not so bad, because both cases we're talking about what you pay. So the Guvayna, maybe it has to be a higher standard, it has to be Kesef, just like the Meitav has to be Kesef, has to be Meitav. You would think that the Kinyan of Evid Ivri has to be only with Meitav. That's one Tzvichisa, if we need both. Inam Mitos, the other Svaris, if we would say Evid, I would think that we could be Meiko by an Evid, Shavu Kesef is good enough, because he's being poed to himself by a guy, and we don't assimilate, so we lower the standard, lower the bar. Okay, even Shavu Kesef, he can redeem himself. However, that's a unique Svar to Evid Ivri, so therefore, maybe you can't extract from that anywhere else, so therefore, Shavu Kesef only works over there. If I didn't have Evid Ivri, and we had Nezikin, I would say the opposite Svar, that since the whole situation of the Evid Ivri becoming an Evid Ivri starts with certain Averis, having the Shemitah, the whole pattern of the whole number of things that the Gemara says, that because he was did this Avera, it led him to become poor, it led him to become an Evid Ivri, and to be selling himself into slavery, and then he became an Evid to a guy. All started because he did something which is maybe a little bit off, so therefore we should make it harder for him to get out. So therefore, Fakert, therefore I would think maybe that you wouldn't be able to get out with Shavu Kesef. These are various sparse Tosis is referring to here. Okay, that's the little Tosis. What's the next Tosis? Yishayim Yidaito Mashma. The Yom Tomer, Perkazro, Yishayim Bar Korcho Mashma. What do we have in the Gemara? The Gemara asks, on Ula, Abaya asks, Yishalem is Mashem Midaito. And Ula says, Yishalem is Balkarcho. Abaya ends up with the last word, Yishalem is Midaito. Fectosis in Chulin, Adav Kuflamid, it's Mashma otherwise, Yishalem Balkarcho Mashma de Kamar. There you have the Gemara says, Tana, Tan Yishalem, de Rabbi Lezer, the At Amit Midas Chasidus Shanukan. So the truth is, Kedai, I don't know how many of you got to this Tosis. How many got to the Tosis already? I would suggest as follows. I mean, I don't want to spend as much time on the particulars of the Tosis. We'll read it. But it's Kedai to see the Gemara, to appreciate what Tosis is going to answer. It's Kedai to see the Gemara for, if no other reason, than because it so happens, coincidentally, that the case that the Gemara is discussing in this Shaka Vitarya is a Mishnah and Peya that is background information for the next piece of Gemara. I gave you on the Marma Komos sheet two Mishnahs and Peya about a Maisa Ani situation in terms of when you can get Maisa Ani, when you can't get Maisa Ani. But there's a separate halacha. There's the Inyan of Masai and Zuz, and when you're qualified to get Matnas Aniyim. If you have enough to sustain yourself for a year, that's called Masai and Zuz, then you will not be privileged to get Matnas Aniyim. If you have less, you could. That's one Mishnah in Peya, and that's going to be relevant for the next piece of Gemara. The other Mishnah in Peya is the following. Bala bais over mimakam lamakam. He has masayimzus, he has money. He has a bank account. But he's on the go, he's not at home. So he doesn't have access to his funds. And there's a special halacha there to provide for his needs right now, given the fact that he has no access to the money. So you can provide him for his needs for the day. That's the second Mishnah. And it's the Shaila Nagamara, it's Machokas Tanayim, when he gets back to his home where he has money, does he have to repay the coffers of Matnas Aniyim for the money that he was given temporarily while he was away from home? It's Machokas Tanayim. And that's where the Shaka Vitari, this Gemara, the Tosis, is getting into. Okay, so we'll read the Tosis, and you have to see the Gemara to understand the Tosis. But I really want you to think of that is the actual Mishnah that the Gemara happens to mention in the context of that Gemara, which is very, very relevant for the next part of the Gemara, which is going to be a new solution to the Kasha and the Stiras of Psukim. Because for that, we have to have a whole, have a background of Matnas Aniyim a little bit, and all kinds of ways to understand the Gemara's Kasha, of Afil Tuva, Afil Porta, and all this, but we have to have the basics for that, and for that we need that Mishnah and Peya, that there's two levels. There's the Matnas Aniyim in an absolute way, when are you entitled to get or not entitled to get, and then there's this middle ground where it's not as if you're exactly an Ani, but you're not exactly an Usher either. And to that extent, we would want to accommodate you up to a certain point, And that's sort of segueing into the next piece of Gemara, which we have to get into. So we'll leave it with that. The Mitzvah Shema will go from there to the next Gemara. Okay.